right? That's what, yeah. So he's there for a wedding. Anyway, so thank you for being here so much. Bible study will resume this week instead of last week. So those of you who come to that, we'll see you on Thursday. I'm going to invite Doris Hawkins up at this point because we have a new opportunity out in the Narthex. So Doris? Thank you, Doris. And I would point out that it's for children, right? Jonathan? Thank you, Jonathan. I also need to express my appreciation to Pastor Kathy Chartier up here, who will be presiding at our worship service today. And she's doing that as a special favor to me. Most of you probably don't know that I had surgery on Friday. And so we're just not sure what I'm ready for yet. Let me clear that up. You remember last year when I had that abscess? Part of it came back. However, because I now know what I'm supposed to watch for, we got it very early. So it was done outpatient and everything else. So all we're doing today, Kathy's leading her worship service. I'm doing the announcements, installing counsel in just a minute, and preaching. And she's doing everything else. Okay, and if I disappear, it's because I needed to go lie down or something, you know? But anyway, thank you so much, Kathy, for being here. So at this time, we need to install our new council members. The following people have been elected to positions of leadership We give thanks for their willingness to serve. In baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ and sent to share in the mission of God. We rejoice now that these sisters and brothers will lead us in our common life and our mutual mission as a congregation. As I call their names, if they would gather on the steps here behind me, Paul Austin, Teresa Courtney, Diane Hunt, Connie Davis, Michelle Knight, Tom Loss, Dan Lowe, Lynn Richards, Lee Thomas, Kenny Neumeyer, Zach Thomas, and Bob Long, who will be our treasurer. A reading from 1 Corinthians. There are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each of us is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. You have been elected to positions of leadership and trust in this congregation. You are to see that the words and deeds of this household of faith bear witness to God, who gathers us into one together with the whole church. You are to seek to involve all members of this congregation in worship, learning, witness, service, and support, so that the mission of Christ is carried out in this congregation, in the wider church, in this community, and in the whole world. You are to be faithful in your area of serving, that the Spirit who empowers you may be glorified. You are to be examples of faith active in love, fostering peace, harmony, and mutual understanding in this congregation. On behalf of your sisters and brothers in Christ, I ask you, will you accept and faithfully carry out the duties of the office to which you have been elected? If so, answer, I will, and I ask God to help me.
I will, and ask God to help me.
Congregation, would you please stand? People of God, I ask you, will you support these, your elected leaders, and will you share in the mutual ministry that Christ has given to all who are baptized? If so, answer, we will, and we ask God to help us.
We will.
I now declare you installed as officers and council members of this congregation. May Almighty God bless you and direct your days and your deeds in peace, that you may be faithful servants of Christ. Amen. Thank y'all.
God, wonderful counselor. of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Church of God, let us pray to the world.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Star. Lead us now by faith to know your presence in our lives and bring us at last to the full vision of your glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I would like to invite all the children to come forward for the children's sermon. Thank you.
The first lesson is from the 60th chapter of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, and those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. That the mountains may bring prosperity to the people, and the hills in righteousness.
Let him defend the needy among the people, rescue the poor, and crush the oppressor.
May he live as long as the sun and moon endure, from one generation to another.
Let him come down like rain upon the mown field, like showers that water the earth.
In his time may the righteous flourish, and let there be an abundance of peace till the moon shall be no more.
May the kings of Tarshish and the isles pay tribute, and the kings of Sheba and Ashkelon pay offer gifts.
May all kings bow down before him, and all the nations do him service.
For the king delivers the poor, who cry out in distress, the oppressed, and those who have no helper.
He has compassion on the lowly and poor, and preserves the life of the needy.
From oppression and violence he redeems their lives, and precious is their blood in his sight.
The second lesson is from the third chapter of Ephesians. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles. And for surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his prayer power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him. The word of the Lord.
Oh. star at its rising, and have come to worship Him. Alleluia, alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
There's an old joke that asks, "What if it had been three wise women instead of three wise men?" Well, here's the answer. They would have asked directions, they would have arrived on time, helped deliver the baby, cleaned the stable, made a casserole, and brought practical gifts. Actually, that last one is kind of interesting. An early church father put forth the suggestion that the gifts the wise men brought were of tremendous significance. And in fact, those interpretations are part of the song, "We Three Kings of Orient Are." Gold, a gift fit for a king. Frankincense, a resin burned as incense to make prayers more appealing during the worship of God. And myrrh, another resin used to make perfume and which was used to anoint bodies for burial. The early church understood these gifts as pointing to who Jesus was as King and God, and then to his death on the cross. The story of the wise men is one of our favorites, and our nativity sets feature them prominently. Even if you don't have all of them, Kathy. But the truth is, their story belongs to Epiphany, not to Christmas. And in fact, perhaps we only think we know the story. Here are some other interesting things about the wise men that you might not know. Let's start with what we call them. They are typically called the wise men or the magi. It's actually a little unclear. The Bible doesn't actually say. But the likelihood is that they were astrologers from the east, studying the stars and looking for signs and omens of big events. And that brings us to the bigger question about the star that they saw and followed. This has been a huge source of debate over the centuries, with suggestions ranging from a supernova to a comet and more. What seems likely now, and again, notice the Bible doesn't say, is that there was an odd conjunction of Jupiter and Venus within a constellation. That particular constellation was associated with Israel, and in Hebrew, the word Jupiter means righteousness or Messiah. So the Magi interpreted all this to say that a new king had been born in Israel. Even more interesting, according to astronomical records, Jupiter would have entered an orbit that would have shifted it around to the southwest, allowing the wise men to follow the star. It's likely, that the wise men were from Iran or perhaps Iraq, and thus they were the first Gentiles to worship Jesus. Here's another interesting point. How many wise men were there? Well, we typically presume three because they brought three gifts. But the language in the Bible is plural, so there were at least two. But if we were part of Eastern Christianity, we would think that there were 12. Again, we don't know how many there were. The Bible doesn't say. Tradition has given them names: Melchior, Balthazar, and Caspar. Maybe so. The Bible doesn't say. My favorite character in the story of the wise men is actually King Herod. Remember that the wise men first went to King Herod in Jerusalem, which makes sense if their astrology told them that a new king had been born in Israel. That would be the obvious place to start. They asked Herod, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews?" Well, Herod consulted his own advisors and pointed to Bethlehem and sent the wise men on their way, instructing them to report back to him when they had found the king. But you see, Herod heard their question in a unique way. Although he was the king of Israel, Herod was actually an Idumean. In other words, he was a foreigner who had been given the throne by the Romans. He did not have a legitimate right to the throne. So when the wise men asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews?" Herod heard it as a threat to his kingship. It was as if they asked, "Where is the one who has the legitimate right to the crown?" So Herod wanted them to report back so he could go and wipe out this threat to his sovereignty. So why would he be my favorite character? Well, of all the people in the story, Herod is the one who realizes that because of the birth of Jesus, he has to respond. He has to act. Because of this baby, his life is changed. And while he reacts in a terrible way, for us the call is clear that because of this baby, our lives are changed as well. And we are called to respond. Now, these things I've told you today are interesting, but not really all that important. Today, we begin the season of Epiphany. The word means to reveal or to make manifest. And the story of the Magi does just that. Their coming highlights that this is not just any ordinary baby. This is the Son of God. And more, as this baby, Jesus drew these foreigners to him, so the crucified Jesus will draw all people to him as well. The poor, the orphaned, the widowed, the sick, saints, sinners, you, me, God's embrace reaches to us all. This is the day of Epiphany. Today, find Christ manifest in you. Amen.
Jesus, our bright and shining star. On this day, you have made yourself manifest. Today, we see you revealed in glory, even as a child. Now we pray that you might make yourself manifest in our lives. Make yourself known in our needs, our hurts, and in our worries. Reveal yourself in comfort, in strength, and in hope. In all we do, may we manifest you and your love. Lord, in your mercies. Lord, we talk often of how the world should change, but seldom do we think about changing ourselves. Turn us now to you in repentance and faith. And then, having received your grace, turn us out into the world. May we be people with a contagious faith. May we be people in prayer for all our brothers and sisters. May we be people with your hands reaching out in love. Lord, in your mercy. Shine your love into our troubled lives, loving Savior. Bring healing and help to those in need. Bring comfort and hope to those who are afraid and lost. Give your presence to us all as we walk through our lives. Bless your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Father of all, help us to overcome the dividing lines that we draw among ourselves. End the hate and hostility among us. End our focus on having to have our way. End our self-aggrandizement at the expense of others. Make us your family. Unite us as one people. Remind us that we are one in baptism, one in our need of you, one in grace, and one in hope. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. May the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share the peace one with another.
Holy God, your beauty shines forth from the manger, and your love flows from the cross. As you gather us around these signs of your love, come among us. Warm us to extend your care among the hungry and all we need. In Jesus' name we pray.
The Lord be with you. Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Your Son. He is your light shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "Take and drink. This is my blood given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, remembering therefore his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and living and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us in this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, O mighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray as our Lord taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. God of wonder, in Jesus we behold the light of the world come near. As you have come among us now, send us out in joy, hastening to share the good news of your love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, through the Spirit dwelling among us now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. Lord.